Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Republican legislators in Kansas have enacted what may be the most sweeping transgender bathroom law in the U.S. on Thursday, overriding the governor's veto of the measure without having a clear idea of how that law will be enforced. The vote in the House, 84-40, giving supporters exactly the two-thirds majority they needed to override Governor Laura Kelly's action. And a heads up to drivers in southwest Kansas starting May 8th.
Construction work will begin on the busy U.S. 400 bypass in Ford County, impacting traffic for around 3 to 4 weeks. The closure will be from the Highway 50 junction to the Highway 56 junction. Detours will guide drivers through the work zone. The KDOT says this is part of an ongoing four-lane expansion project at Highway 400. The $86 million project expected to be completed by spring of 2025. Weather permitting, I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at valleyvet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed 5 new bills into law to strengthen the workforce and protect victims of stalking. On Monday, April 24th, Governor Kelly announced that she signed House Bill 2292 to create a tax credit for certain employers who create apprenticeship programs to strengthen the state's workforce. She said to keep our economy strong, they must invest in our next generation of workers, adding that she was proud to spearhead the development of additional apprenticeship and work-based learning opportunities through the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship. And this bill takes that effort one step further by rewarding employers across the state for doing the right thing and supporting those entering the workforce. Governor Kelly also indicated that the bill creates new grant programs to support apprentices who pursue careers in education and health care. Also on Monday, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2130 to make technical changes to the Kansas Probate Code, and this includes time and mailing requirements and changes in the transfer of deeds upon death. It also increases the amount dependents or a spouse can receive in certain instances. She signed Senate Bill 205 to clarify the law about eligible participating in water banks and multi-year flex accounts, as well as SB 217, which increases protections for victims of stalking, including increasing the time of an initial restraining order. Lastly, Governor Kelly said she signed SB 221, which establishes further regulations to be a write-in candidate on a ballot in elections for Congress, the State House of Representatives, the State Senate, the State Board of Education, and for specific local elections. the bill also redefines election crimes and makes changes to election administration. The Kansas legislature on Thursday approved a bill legalizing fentanyl test strips, sending the measure to Governor Kelly's desk, and passage in the Senate was the final action to advance the bill. Currently, fentanyl test strips are considered drug paraphernalia under state law, and advocates of changing that say legalizing the test strips could help to prevent overdose death as more counterfeit pills are laced with deadly amounts of fentanyl. Taking fentanyl test strips off the drug paraphernalia list is an issue receiving bipartisan support, as the number of overdose deaths in Kansas has increased dramatically over the last few years, with fentanyl being the main culprit. Kansas Recovery Network co-founder Seth Dewey works on overdose prevention, focusing on education and the overdose reversal drug, naloxone. And he's also a supporter of fentanyl test strips as another harm reduction component. He said law enforcement and public health partners told him 60% of pills seized contain a lethal dose of fentanyl, and studies show that 50% of individuals, when given access to fentanyl test strips, alter their using behaviors. Governor Kelly is expected to sign the bill, advance to her desk, solidifying the legalization of the test strips. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is celebrating 20 years of helping Kansans achieve a tobacco-free life. Since 2003, the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has provided free one-on-one coaching for Kansans ready to quit using any form of tobacco, including vaping. And professional counseling is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in multiple languages. Participants will be matched with tailored programs like those designed for youth, pregnant women, American Indians, and individuals with behavioral health or substance use conditions. And the Quit Line can be easily reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visiting the website at ksquit.org. The Quit Line's Pregnancy and Postpartum Program offers participants a $30 MasterCard gift card for every phone coaching call completed. This program offers up to 5 coaching sessions during pregnancy and 4 sessions postpartum with the same female coach each time. Participants can also receive free text message support. The Quit Line is a proven treatment option to help Kansans stay tobacco-free. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be easily accessed by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or by visiting the online website at ksquit.org. For more resources and information about tobacco use in Kansas, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The City of Norton has announced that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas, the city will order water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C to begin 10 a.m. today, Friday, April 28th, rather than beginning on Memorial Day. The water conservation rules include there is to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. Anyone with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 will water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 will water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. The full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $14,671.50 in the April grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. Grant funds supported DSNWK, which received $2,171.50 to be used to replace outdated technology in their group homes and Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. Upgrades include tablets that will provide opportunities for distance learning, conferencing, and telemedicine, as well as hardware and network equipment to improve workflow and efficiency for staff. The Norton Girl Scouts Troop 10425 received $4,000 to attend the National Girl Scout Convention in Orlando, Florida in July of 2023. Girls from across the country will gather to celebrate and work towards their mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And the funds will help with the costs of flights, lodging, and convention fees for the 7 local girls who are attending. K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District received $500, and they're planning a program aimed at helping landowners understand invasive plant encroachment of usable grassland areas. The goal is for participants to be aware of options to control and monitor invasive and noxious plants, and people interested in the program can contact Keith Van Skyke at kvan@ksu.edu. The Norton County Health Department received $2,500 in funding to help purchase a spot vision screener. This handheld portable device will be used during physicals to detect vision problems in children as young as 6 months of age, compared to the old-fashioned way of using an eye chart, which isn't effective in children who cannot read letters or name shapes. The spot vision machine uses lights and sounds to perform an efficient screening process and detect conditions such as myopia, hyperopia, and astigmatism. And USD 211 received $5,500 in funds to support the local JAG-K program. JAG-K is a 501c3 nonprofit that partners with public schools to offer an elective class that provides academic and other positive supports to ensure students earn their diploma by exploring career opportunities and practicing soft skills. Students are prepared to successfully transition to post-secondary education, military service, or into the workforce following their graduation. Currently, Norton's JAG-K classes have around 60 students. The guidelines and applications for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email bethany@nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas Street. Memorial services for Darren Campbell, 55 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday, May 5th, at the Norton Christian Church. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Arrangements have been made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas. Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill, a University of Missouri economist, says despite record cattle prices for both cash trade and futures, livestock producers aren't expected to see a boost in their profitability. During his presentation at the Missouri Ag Outlook Conference earlier this month, livestock economist Scott Brown noted that expenses remained high, resulting in cattle producers still dealing with tight margins.
What's been the headlines the last few days? Record cattle prices. All right. I don't know how many months we're going to be able to keep talking about that, but I think it's going to be for a period of time. So some commodities doing better. We may talk about lower receipts, so that green bar being down in 2023 may be the start of what's getting ready to happen. And yet expenses, that blue bar there for 2023, doesn't move down very much.
Brown says the continued high price of feed, specifically corn, could impact growth.
So when you think back to like 2015 to 2019, we had very strong meat production growth. There was incentive to expand. So it's a different world. And when you think about the baseline we put in front of you, yes, feed prices come down, but we don't talk about corn prices much below $4 long term as well. So I think feed costs stay higher in front of us.
MU livestock economist Scott Brown adds that the overall economy will also impact profitability as consumer demand shifts based upon what they're able to afford. Brown's presentation was from the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute's baseline outlook predicting the trajectory of livestock prices for the next decade. Canadian farmers are projected to plant almost 27 million acres of wheat this year, according to StatsCan. That is 6% higher than last year. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front is moving across Kansas today, bringing some showers and thunderstorms with it, mainly in our central and eastern counties. Precipitation will continue into tonight for areas east of Wichita and Topeka, but should wrap up shortly after midnight. Occasional cloud cover for the rest of today. With clouds and showers, temperatures will stay cool in the central and western counties, mostly 50s there, but we will get some 60s in the east. Following along behind the front, we have a strong high-pressure system that will be moving in for the weekend, so we're expecting sunny skies and warmer temperatures and breezy to gusty wind. On the map heading into the afternoon, that cold front is nearing eastern Kansas, with showers and thunderstorms expected off and on through the rest of today. In the central counties, mostly light showers. Precipitation chances will be a lot lower in our western counties, with a mix of sun and clouds. Breezy central and east into this evening, with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms continuing. Colder air will move in overnight, and we have a frost advisory for the north central and some of the central counties. The front will move out by early Saturday. We have high pressure expanding out of the Rockies to cover the central plains. A low pressure lee trough will develop that'll warm us back into the 60s and 70s statewide on Saturday, and breezy. About the same for Sunday, but a little bit cooler. We'll stay mostly in the 60s, breezy and fair. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 50s with low 30s overnight. Mid to upper 50s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. Mid to upper 60s northeast, upper 30s to mid 40s for the overnight. Mid 50s southwest and low 30s for the overnight lows. South central, mid to upper 50s with mid to upper 30s overnight. Upper 50s to mid 60s in the southeast, and tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 130.802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultrabosc, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dease up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the